Welcome back to another recording of the Elevate Media Podcast. I'm Chris Anderson, your host. And today we're going to be talking about your niche and marketing and how to stand out, because your niche isn't too narrow. Your messaging is just too vague. And so we're going to dive into this topic and really how we can stand out with our marketing and just get more clarity. And so we brought on an expert to talk just on that. She has helped scale global brands like Lindt and Kraft Heinz, and now she's bringing that billion-dollar clarity to scrappy business owners like yourself looking to grow with confidence. So, Nadia Fromm, welcome to the Elevate Media Podcast today.
Great to be with you, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking to dive into this. You know, I love hearing people's journeys, because everyone's journey is different, and we've all been through ups and downs on our mission to, you know, grow our businesses. So, to get right into it, you used to be a marketing executive leading billion-dollar brands. What was that like? What was your life like as you were doing that?
Oh, well, it is not all that's shiny necessarily is gold. Let's maybe just start with that. Yeah. I like the way you describe like the ups and downs of someone's story that really make us. And I think I do have my fair share of downs for sure. No, my background is I've been in marketing executive in advertising agencies and corporate positions. Been a startup coach for a long time, over 22 years in total, kind of looking back at my career. And the driver for me to climb the career ladder and really made my way up there pretty fast was because I thought, you know, being a CEO, making it all the way up to the ladder, that's where fulfillment lays. That's where, you know, happiness is going to wait. And that's where the grind and this feeling of just the pressure never stopping. I just thought at some point there must be this pinnacle. That's why we're all striving towards that. And after making it, was a general manager within the Kraft Foods group. So obviously that's a big, big player in the consumer goods industry. Sure. And I can tell you, no, it's not. It's not that shiny. It's I realized that what I've been chasing for, you know, the better part of two decades has not really been what fulfillment is defined for myself. And so while I was working on these billion-dollar brands, global businesses, I always felt that while it is amazing to work in Super Bowl commercials, don't get me wrong, and having these million-dollar budgets, but what I felt, not only fundamentally for myself, because I felt I lost touch with myself when I had that famous corporate burnout and really hit rock bottom and had to really take a step back of what is that I do actually want to do with my life? Like, what is that I want to do for the next 40 years, essentially? And what came with that feeling was that feeling of disconnected from consumers, the disconnected from really making a difference and really making an impact in the business, but also in consumers' life, in your clients, in customers' lives. So you feel so remote and so detached from it. And so for me, really, that wake up call, that rock bottom, that breakdown from the burnout, through that journey, my realization that A, there's a different way to be successful, and that can look as just as you want. Yep. Right, as a fellow entrepreneur, there's so many facets of success. As long as you define it for yourself, what's your value, what's your passion, what's your purpose? B, that, you know, success doesn't look the same for everyone, and that the fundamentals are the most important, and that is really what helps you build a successful business. So long journey. A lot of downs, but also a lot of ups. And so now, as a business coach and marketing strategist, what I do is kind of like sharing those bruises and scratches so that you don't necessarily have to collect them yourself.
100%.
So that's what I do now. I'm kind of finding my mission here.
No, that's awesome. And so, like, with that, with, you know, people trying to figure out what, you know, success looks like for them, what that fulfillment actually truly is, and not just chasing what the world says is success or fulfillment. Why are we struggling so much to kind of see that in our own journeys? Like, why do we Why do we go after what we think is what's going to fulfill us, but actually doesn't?
I believe that there's a fundamental mindset shift that has to happen if you want to go from employee to entrepreneur. And if you just think about how we all grew up in the society, like we're taught to raise our hands to speak in school. We are taught to please to do what we're told in at work. You know, we're taught to and rewarded by getting approval from our managers and bosses and do as you're told. And yes, take risks, you know, and all that is encouraged. But in the end, no, you're not supposed to make mistakes.
Right.
And so all of that has taught us this to be kind of conforming and to waiting for green light and waiting for approvals and kind of trying to fit into this mold. Yeah. And fundamentally, if you want to become a successful entrepreneur, you have to let go of a lot of that. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing that people struggle with making the transition, and a lot of people that I work with as a coach, people come to me and say, Nadia, I just don't even know where to start. I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do. I have so many different ideas and I don't know. You tell me what to do.
Right.
And so what I work with my clients a lot on is that mindset, the mindset shift from employee to entrepreneur. And that is the most important first step for you to get started. Because I'll tell you, nobody's coming. Nobody will tell you yes or no. And people will even look at you and they'll tell you, you're crazy.
Yep.
You're crazy. You're leaving your paycheck. You're leaving the paid leave. You leave, you know, the paid vacation days and all that. But what I tell you is that perceived safety of the paycheck is a myth.
Yeah.
And then myself, not just once, through my burnouts. And I can tell you, the moment you don't function anymore, you're just a liability in the P&L.
Yep.
And you're just a number and you're very easily replaced. And yeah. So is it scary to have to work for every dollar to make your mortgage? Yes. But if you really think about it, how scary is it that you're always dependent on somebody else's approval?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's such a big mindset shift. And that's what we, you know, talk to so many about is, and it's hard to go from having like that scarcity of like, I don't have anything now coming in. It's all on me. Like I've got to, you know, get that next paycheck or that next payment done. Going in without that scarcity mindset can be hard. So yeah, I think that mindset's such a crucial piece to growing an entrepreneurial journey endeavor. And so, but with that too, like you also have to overcome things mentally, like imposter syndrome and the fear that comes along with it. And that can stop people from marketing, right? That because they don't know, they don't feel adequate to put out, you know, anything they're online because they're scared of what people will say or how they'll be looked at. So is marketing, is that what causes businesses to fail or doing it poorly?
Yes and no. I always tell people that I fundamentally believe that businesses don't fail because the idea isn't good. I do truly believe that they fail or don't get to that next level because the marketing doesn't stick. Mm-hmm. And I feel, and there's so many things there to unpack what you just said, Chris. I think the first thing we need to talk about is that lack of fundamental work that people do in the beginning. It's oftentimes that people say, oh, I have this idea. And then they're going to go out and they listen to advice like build it and they'll come.
Right.
That's one of the bad. That's one of the worst advice you can probably listen to.
Yeah,
you need to get so crystal clear. And you said in the intro about niching down. And I couldn't agree more. You need to be so crystal clear on who exactly are you working with, what problems are you solving for them, what is that keeps them up at 2 a.m. in the morning. That is that you. We all here to serve. We here to serve. Entrepreneurs are problem solvers, and if you're not so crystal clear on who you're talking to, what are you bringing to their lives and how you get them from where they are today to their dream outcome, then everything else and all the passion will not stick. And all the expense, and you can hire social media managers and social media agencies all day long if you don't have the fundamentals right. And it starts with the ICP, the ideal client profile. Who do I talk to? What are their problems? What's their dream outcome? What keeps them up at night?
Yep.
What is your solution? So uniquely, what are you positioned to deliver to bring them from A to Z? And I can also tell you, mistakes that I made is to think that your product or service is the solution.
Yeah.
It's not. As a marketer, I always try to embrace that storytelling approach of your consumer, client, customer is the hero of the journey, and you're at best the sidekick.
Yeah.
You're the tool, you're the bridge, you're the enabler. It's like, you know, right now I'm in Denmark on family vacation. And so I book a plane ticket not to sit on a plane for 8 hours, believe me, don't like that.
Yeah.
But because of that, what lays on the other end?
The result.
So think about your business like that, and then you base your message on that. Then you can show up with so much more confidence.
Yeah.
Because you have the clarity. And that is what I see throughout my work with clients, is that when they get out there and all of a sudden you can just see them light up because they feel confident about what they're saying and who they're talking to. And they're not trying to talk to everybody, but the clarity. And that's what breeds confidence. And that's like, you know, long winded, but that's like the fundamental work that many people skip. And they just think you just post on Instagram every day and then it'll happen. And believe me, it won't.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's a great thing to hit on, because a lot of people think, if I niche down, if I become more specific, you know, I'll pigeonhole myself in, there won't be enough people. And so what are some like red flags that a founder or a CEO's niche is too broad?
I would say what you can look for is when you talk to people, let's say in an interaction, some kind of like sales call, a discovery call, or even a networking conversations. If you kind of see people's eyes glaze over because they can't connect to it. You need to be so niche that your ideal client has no other chance but to say, "Whoa, wait, that's for me."
Mm-hmm.
They lean in, right? They're getting curious. When you have conversations and people just react with, "Oh yeah, cool, cool, cool," and try to like look around the room, then that is a good indicator for you to be too broad. I recently talked to a prospect and he said he wants to be a coach, wants to be a life coach.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling, okay, who do you want to work with? And he said, well, I can work with everybody. I can work with executives. I can work with, and so oftentimes you just need to ask the right questions. And then it very quickly becomes clear that you're likely trying to talk to everyone. Mm-hmm. And that's in marketing. The rule number one is if you try to talk to everyone, you're talking to no one.
Exactly. Yeah. We have to definitely search specific until obviously as you grow, then you can expand who you talk to a little bit more. But yeah, you just got to, I mean, even Apple, we look at Apple, they had a niche market. It wasn't everybody. It was the ones who wanted to be different, who wanted to be the creative. Like, so their market even was more specific than general. And I'm sure if you were behind the scenes, you would see how specific they actually were on who they're marketing to. And so, and that's, I think, another issue. Like, we look at these big companies and we see them being able to sell to everyone because the market is so big, but we're not there. Like, we're not there as small businesses to be that way. So we're trying to match what these big, huge companies are doing when we're still a small business.
Yeah. I mean, one good insight about that is that those large companies, and you know, been having run haven't worked with Apple, but equivalently large and well-known brands, and what their luxury problem is that they have up to 100% awareness, mm-hmm. brand awareness. People know you.
Yep.
So if you think about a marketing funnel, where at the top there's the awareness, the funnel kind of like going down through conversion all the way through consideration and trial all the way to conversion. And if you think about that, everybody already knows you, then it is much harder to get that to find that 1% of people who don't know you yet. So they have incredible marketing waste in the advertisement, and they just peanut butter spread it out there. So they can be brought, they have to be brought, because they have to find that 1% of the population that doesn't know them yet, that doesn't consider buying an iPhone yet.
Right.
And so So that is a completely different approach, but that is what people see. And oftentimes people try to model after what they're seeing. But the art to start from scratch when nobody knows you and not even your mom has fully understood what you're doing. Yeah. You have a long way to walk to talk to your niche, to your niche, and to your unique audience. And that is where you need to put the work in. And I know it sounds all shiny and everything to put Facebook ads, Google ads out there, but it will not stick if you're not, if you don't have the fundamentals right. And it's not that sexy, but it is to get crystal clear on your message and your positioning. Yeah. And that's where the content gets so much better, because you have a content strategy and content creation becomes so much easier. It all falls into place when you know exactly who you want to talk to and what problems you're solving for them. That's where it starts.
100%. And I think with that too, so as we sharpen that target demographic that we want to hit, that client avatar, things like that, you mentioned, you know, people don't know about you. It's so different starting from zero, starting a brand completely from nothing versus buying into a franchise or buying into a company that's been around for, you know, decades, and you're just coming in and taking it over where they already have a foundation and people know them. So starting from zero, how do we start to build that brand awareness correctly? If we have a good, you know, specified niche, how do we start that brand awareness process?
So one thing that I always advise new entrepreneurs on is to start to define what's your brand. And your brand is not your logo, right? Your logo, your website, even your social media, those are assets, marketing assets. What branding truly is the essence of your company and your brand. So almost think about it as, you know, if your company, your brand would walk into a room, how would people feel about that brand? It's almost like you get to meet a new person. If Apple walks into the room, you know them.
Yeah.
You know exactly what they stand for. You have personal stories with them. You might like them. You might hate them. You know, this, you have already a familiarity with that.
Yeah.
But if you complete white canvas with your business, you need to be super clear. How do you want to show up? And that is the starting point. So thinking about what's that feeling that you want to create on the other side of the line, on the other side of the screen. And that is going to give you a really good indicator for your tone of voice. You know, is it serious and grounded? Is it exciting and rebellious? Like, what is the tone? How does it, that ultimately is creating a feeling.
Yeah.
And then from there, you dig deeper. And then from there, you can extrapolate. All right. So now I can double check this. If I have no other context, and that's why it's always good to get outsiders into your business and to get to ask other people, ask experts, because they can give you a complete, like they put up the mirror much more clear because you have all the background, you have all the thoughts about your business, you build it. But if you ask someone very fresh with a fresh pair of eyes and say, does this website reflect my positioning?
Right.
And that is how you essentially streamline and bring everything in order. Because again, every touch point of your consumer as you're building your brand awareness has to be incredibly consistent.
Yeah.
And it's almost like breadcrumbs, and it all together needs to kind of paint a big picture. And that is why consistency is so important, not only speaking towards the same language, and the same tone of voice, the same kind of messaging. It takes 11 up to 20 touch points to even break through, meaning someone actually starting to listen. So I'll tell you, if you keep talking about your brand and it comes out of your ears already and you feel you're getting blue in the face, you're probably just starting to have people listen.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
But the resilience and that the grit that it's going to take for you to not get tired and not get worn out, and don't doubt your niche until you really truly exhausted it. And it's gonna take months. And if you give up after a couple of weeks because you feel nothing works, then you know there's a problem. Then you won't make it. So it's something about that, defining your niche, defining your audience and your messaging, and then holding on to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think so many people, like, they try and they're not getting, quote unquote, the results they want, but it's just been a couple months in, and then they shift to try to do something else. And then the same thing, it's a vicious cycle. And then they end up just, it doesn't succeed because they don't stick with something long enough. And keep honing that message and that brand and things like that. So what makes, like, with that, how, you know, maybe they figured it out, like, this is who we're serving, this is how we're serving them, here's our brand, but how do they make their message really stand out and just be rock solid?
Well, it starts with competitive research. Like, look what other your market, you know, people that are in the market with you, competitors, don't necessarily believe in the term, because I believe in abundance, and I believe a business coach is not a business coach because there's the person behind it, and one works well for the other and the other doesn't. So, but still, like, go out there and see what do other people say in your specific niche? How do they speak? What do you think is working for them? And what do you think you could do better? That, I think, is one point to start. And also getting out there and talking a lot about your business. So many people get stuck in the thinking phase, or even worse, in the preparation phase. And I've seen them massaging and finagling and marinating the website for months. Right. And they feel, I'm just not ready.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, that feeling of, oh, I'm not ready, comes from your employee mindset. Uh-huh. Nobody will tell you, yes, you're great, go ahead. It won't come. You have to have the grit to decide for yourself, this is the 80%, and I'm going to get out there and I'm going to get real human feedback. Yeah. And sitting in that preparation mode is nothing else but procrastination in disguise. So I would really say, if you feel, even if your voice shakes, get out there and speak about your brand and your company and your positioning, and you will see over time what resonates and what doesn't. You know, for me, I don't know, I go to a lot of local events. I go to a lot of in-person networking. And over time, like, one of my companies is the Escape the 9-to-5 Club. That's for aspiring entrepreneurs. Nice. And that message of the Escape the 9-to-5 Club came throughout this networking with my local chamber of commerce, and people just clicking with the term of breaking up with the 9-to-5. Mm-hmm. And so this whole terminology over time just evolved, where people now are basically, like, you know, quoting me back when I see them in person. So it shapes over time, and you need to trust the process. And then once you feel there's, like, this vibration that comes, once you feel it clicks with people, then you hold on to it. Yeah. Don't let go until you truly have proof that it doesn't work. And I can tell you, 9 out of 10 times, you haven't stuck with it long enough, or you haven't been clear enough, or you haven't been consistently enough.
Yeah. So, that brings up another question with that. Like, how does someone test whether their messaging, their marketing is clear enough?
Talk more to people. If you have clients, or if you have prospects, or if you have people who are, somehow, like, working with your business or support network, have them repeat it back to you.
Okay.
Well, you tell me everything that I've been posting in the last couple of months. What do I do? What do you understand? So that is oftentimes really helpful and very powerful to have that kind of network around you that gives you real feedback. And it's not just like, oh, yeah, you know, great, but truly gives you real feedback. So you try to find people that can give you that kind of feedback. And it can be professional coach. It can be, you know, someone with a lot of, like, media experience, or find your tribe, get out there. That is really important to find it. They say you're basically the 5 people you spent most time with are influencing your decisions, influencing your even risk-taking opinions. So these 5 people you spend most time with, make sure that you really do take inventory and see that these people are cheerleaders, supporters, and they challenge you, they push you, they give you the impulses that bring you towards the person and the life that you want to get to, and then not the negativity or energy vampires, how I like to call them. Yeah. So be really mindful about the people you surround yourself with.
Yeah. And for those listening, like, it's not always in person. like you have access to so many people through podcasts, through YouTube videos, clips, social media that you can consistently lean into and learn from and not even be in the same room. Like you have that ability now, which is great. So find those few, learn from the ones who, you know, have the life you're looking to have or have had the success or have done what you want to do and just keep learning from them. But you have the opportunity to do that. So, and with that, like success, like also just like kind of how we started, you have to define what success looks like for you in your life and what that fulfillment is. So Nadi, for you, like, I know your definition has changed, since, you know, being in your career, what does that look like? What does success to you look like nowadays?
That's such a great question. Success used to be what that blueprint is, right? Yeah. Like the big title, the big teams, the cars, the nice houses, the big salary, they pay very well for your mental health. Nowadays it's very different for me. What I understood that is really meaningful to me is that I'm able to make an impact. Mm-hmm. That it's, I don't want to work with a lot of people. I work with a maximum of 6 clients at a time. Yeah. I'm diving deeply into it. Oftentimes we become friends. It is that direct impact that I can make. The other value that I've discovered for me is the freedom, the flexibility, you know, laptop life. I don't have a lot of, you know, roots. I spent last winter in Savannah, Georgia, just to flee the cold of New Hampshire, where my chosen home is nowadays. Uh-huh. And so that flexibility and the freedom is something that's incredibly valuable, because no matter how high in corporate you climb, there's always a boss.
Yep.
And there is paid vacation, of course, but somehow you never really disconnect. And so being able to combine what I do, what I love doing with the kind of lifestyle and that flexibility and the freedom that I never felt before. And that in combination gives me just the fulfillment. And it is just very gratifying to see when I start working with someone and they have this little gray cloud, they're like, oh, I don't really know where to start. And they doubt themselves. And then throughout the journey, you just see them, you know, flourishing, and they show up and it clicks for them.
Yep.
No paycheck, no matter how many zeros are on there, no paycheck could ever give me that feeling. So that's what fulfillment is like, and hopefully gonna be like for the next 40 years for me.
That's awesome. Yeah. Is there something you prioritize now in your daily life that you didn't previously?
Oh, my own mental health, my mental health, my physical health. I got only one and I almost broke her 3 times.
Yeah.
So I take a lot of pride in taking breaks. Yep. I celebrate taking breaks. Boundaries, so important, so important. There are certain days in the week that I do certain, you know, external conversations or, you know, networking or talking to potential new clients. There are days reserved for that, and there are days reserved where I work in my business versus on my business.
Right.
And then there are also days where I say, you know what? It's great weather, low tide, the dogs haven't been outside because we were all cooped up. I'm going to call it quits, and we're going to close today the computer at 12 p.m. I'm just going to go to the beach for a couple hours, and then I might get back to it later.
Yep.
Those kind of boundaries, I feel like, just enable you to live a life that is truly fulfilled. And yeah, I'm not going to tell you that it's going to be less work. I work more than I ever worked before.
Yep.
I always say, like, you break up with a 9-to-5 and exchange that for a 24/7 schedule. Yeah,
right.
But I'm telling you, you know, you know it yourself.
Yeah.
It just hits differently if you do it for yourself, if you do it in true alignment with what matters to you, with your values, and having the freedom to work with people that you want to work with, and leaving all these energy vampires out there. Because we don't need them around.
100%. Yeah. Being super, you know, secure with your time and who gets it and where it goes, for sure, is 100%. And you've got to enjoy the journey, right? Because then, you know, at the end of the day, what's it all about if we can't enjoy the journey to get to, because the goal will always change. You know, the mountaintop will always look different. It'll always change. So if you can't enjoy the journey to each of those, what's the point, really? So this has been a great conversation. Super, super grateful for your time. Would love for you to share where people can connect with you if they want to continue to learn, get your help if needed and things like that, where's the best place for them to go?
My number one channel is LinkedIn. Okay. So find me on LinkedIn, Nadia Fromm. My name is fairly unique. It's spelled with a D and the J. Yeah. So find me on LinkedIn, just reach out, you know, whatever, if I'm going to be able to help you right now or give you some pointers, I love to hear you guys' story. So that's going to be the best channel. I post freebies and advice and workshops that I give all the time. So that's going to be a good place for you to start to get and get in touch with me. Yeah, excited for it.
Yeah. So everyone make sure you go connect with her, just continue to learn from Nadia and what she's doing out there. And yeah, it's been a great conversation again. So hone in your message, hone in who you help, really get specific and just make your marketing super clear and just keep with it. So again, Nadia, thanks so much for being on the Elevate Media Podcast today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And everyone listen, make sure you're following the show. If you aren't already, leave us a rating and review that helps us kind of expand the show and then share this with another entrepreneur who's trying to get things rolling, who is starting out and just support them in that way. So appreciate everyone who listens. Continue to go out there, elevate your life, elevate your brand, and we'll talk to you again soon.